check in with
very
him now.
Tough.
Aaron Hamill. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. Where do we find you? What are you up to?
Thanks, guys, for having me. I'm just at home currently. Was on the tools earlier this morning. Just our side business, Hamill Pools, with the brother. So reacquainted myself with the work boots again, which was kind of strange, but something a bit different.
G'day, Az. How are you, mate? Derm here.
Hey, Derm. Good to chat, mate.
What are you doing on the tools? What were you good at on the tools?
Mate, I'm very good on the coffee run, Derm. very good on the coffee run, but... Oh, a little bit of pointing, but mainly shoveling, mate, and doing what I'm told. So it's been a family business for sort of 12 or so years that my brother Lawrence has got a good handle on. So when I get some free time, mate, I enjoy jumping in there.
Now, I reckon we've got Moons here. Moons is going to jump in a second. While I'm still holding your attention, yep. You look like you've walked out into the backyard, so you don't want us to see too much. Give us a tour then. Just do a 360 for us and show us the landscaping capabilities of Aaron Hamill.
Well, I've got a little here's the kids. An ice cream is kind of a good babysitter at the moment. Little Tommy there. Tommy's working on his team defence at the moment, Derm. He's pretty good at the tackling, so I've got a get him to press a little bit harder at times, but no, he's going well.
Good.
Over there, that's a pool we've just finished, my place. So it's I didn't do too much on that one, Derm. I carried a few of the pavers in, mate. Over here, I've got a little putting green.
Oh.
So I saw Warnie's simulator yesterday, so I've actually got him on the putting, but he's got me on everything else. So he probably wouldn't want me to tell anyone that, but. I've certainly got him covered on the putting, mate. So a little bit for me to work on though, so I can really nail him.
I don't think he wants anyone to know that he takes the hybrid chipper when he's just off the green. He doesn't chip with a wedge or a loft wedge or a sand. He actually uses the hybrid, doesn't he?
No, but he's very good at the foot wedge too, Derm. Don't worry about that.
Just kicking it on.
No, it was never stuck behind a tree, was it? No, he gets pretty lucky with his lies. So this is it, Derm. This is it, mate. A little bit of a barbecue area down there. Fridges are stocked. I might have to have a little bit more of a run to Dan Murphy's at some stage, but we're all under control here, mate.
Sammy, it's Moons here. With everything that has gone on with the assistant coaches over the last few days, how important is it for you to actually get out there and have another job, do something else, keep your mind off what's happening in the AFL world?
Yeah. Look, Moons, it's to talk quite openly and seriously for a minute, it's it has been quite challenging for a number of coaches all throughout the whole industry, not just at the St Kilda Footy Club. But clearly, you know, the AFL-CIO have done a great job along with the PD budget that they have, and they always encourage not only, you know, assistant coaches but everyone in the footy department to make sure that, you know, it's just a matter of when before you get the tap on the shoulder. No one could envisage what sort of unfolded of recent events. But, it's not easy, but always upskilling yourself outside of just the main football industry has always been a big drive for myself. I love what we're doing, coaching young men and leading them hopefully in the right direction. But, really difficult times, but I'm sure as an industry as a whole, we'll get through it. We've got a really good, healthy product, but, as long as everyone stays aligned, we'll get through it.
Have you had a chance to dissect the game at all, Sammy, or are you just staying away from it now? No point even looking at what happened round one because round two is 2 months, 3 months, who knows how far away?
Yeah, well, I don't think we could have all helped ourselves, Moons, even though we've got minimum 10 weeks to look at it. We all pretty much got stuck into it straight away. And the third quarter was quite compelling for us. Certainly really good first half, but to kick 1-6 in the second half and really outplayed in many areas was unfortunate for us. But as we all know, the footy, the reviews and the process take a back seat now, and our main process and I guess thing in place is the players' welfare, staff's welfare, and really the whole industry's welfare. So while it's a game of footy, there's a lot worse people off than us currently. So we just need to chip in where we can.
Hey, Az, we're speaking of welfare. Steve Silvani's welfare was a little bit questionable some time ago when we showed him boxing against one of his lads. You would have clipped him on the back end of your career at Carlton. Could he hold the gloves up then at all?
Well, lucky enough, I was trained by Soss in the back line early days. So I wasn't, I was never really a forward, so I never played on him. But all he used to do was just tell us to hit arms or hit the back of the head. And then I got to Carlton and you can imagine, St Kilda, sorry, and you can imagine what Spud's defence was like. it was do whatever it takes. Once you got him in the cage, there's only one man coming out. That was one of his greatest lines. So.
Well, the thing with Soss is we just had a look at the footage again. He copped a few to the head from his son. He cannot hold them up with the gloves on whatsoever. Did you ever see him in the boxing ring at Carlton?
No, not once. He was an Italian, so he used to say he's a lover, not a fighter. So I never saw him with the gloves, Dern. No.
Sammy? What about you? You used to hold him up all right, didn't you?
Oh, most of it was all bluff moons, as you know, mate.
That's what we all were, mate, just to be honest.
you had me covered many a time, Moons, but cross training. Fraser wasn't a bad boxer. Old G train. He used to like getting the gloves on, but we really used to do it for cross training. But it's easy when there's not too much coming back the other way.
It was always funny. The G train and Stevie Lawrence would be out somewhere in St Kilda. You'd run into them, and you know, those boys didn't mind a good drink, and then probably try and get into a good fight.
Yeah, you used to throw Laurie out first, mate. leading the charge.
He'd be like the little terrier on the other side of the fence, wouldn't he? Yapping away the way down, and then there's the open gate, and then the big G train walks through.
Stevie Lawrence would come out as the big Roddy. Don't worry about that.
What about Bakes? Bakes would have had a crack too, wouldn't he?
Oh, Bakes, he was one of the best of them, as you know. He was. And you could not put him down, Bakes, because he's half bloody mad anyway, Bakes. But so he's he just doesn't feel pain, that bloke. So he was always good to throw out first, because you knew that he'd try and take 10 down himself first.
And the actual fact, I know we're about to let you go, Az, but coming to think of it, throughout the 80s, and when I was a kid and I was only allowed on the train from Frankston, I had to get off at Moorabbin. I wasn't allowed into the city as a kid. My mum thought it was unsafe to go further and we were leaving Frankston Station. St Kilda have had a long history of blokes who would love to hold them up, Big Carl and The Shadow and Robbie Muir and Joffa Cunningham and Burnsy, Plugger. Oh, the list goes on. And they had the animal enclosure down there. You were playing to the loving masses down there, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Harves and Berkey and Lowy and... even our late great mate Spud used to tell a lot of stories about the animal enclosure, and I don't think there was probably more blues in the Saints disco back then, Dern. I think, but I think that was sort of most of the girls trying to get to Barks, and his wife sort of punching them out. But there was more blues off field than on field, I think, back then.
Aaron, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to chat to us. Well done to the kids too. They were very well behaved. Hopefully they've finished those ice creams.
Little Tommy is hanging in there. Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
Well done, Sammy.
Good on you, Az.
Thanks, mate. See you, Dan. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, bud. What a good
now,
bloke.
Am I right in saying that you weren't allowed into the St Kilda disco one night because Spud basically said, if he comes in here, I'm going to flatten him.
Yes.
I know it's true.
Do we have to go over that? No, I'm not going over that story. We need to go to the break? In fact, let's go to a break.
All right. You're the boss.
No, I'm not. I just want to get out of this conversation.
I'm the boss then, and I'll say, well, go to a break, Derm. You owe me. We'll be back soon. Plenty more on Fox Footy Live.